Louise Gay, Montreal Living Lab. We are co-designing a new Montreal where, in fact, it's a city betting on the network economy. So Montreal in a network with other cities, collaborating with other cities, but also with the suburbs of Montreal and the region. This collaboration factors a lot because, in fact, we know that right now everybody will be affected by the change, the technology change. So people are wondering, will I have a work? Where will I work? If I have to produce my work, to create my work, where will I do it? How will I do it? So we are creating a network of co-working space, transforming the Desjardins branches all over the Quebec territory. And also working with the federal government, because all the civil servants live in suburbs and in region. So it's not sustainable to ask them to come to work to the city everywhere. So imagine if they can work in a co-working space near to their home, then they might, in a co-working space, meet another civil servant, so it will open the government, and then invite the consultant, the entrepreneurs. So it's a real participatory design, I would say, of the city. I think diversity, we call it la sagesse des foules, the crowd wisdom, you know? So I love to do this co-school approach where school as a service, for example, where you have children being able to work, you know, to learn closer to their home in this new co-working space. You will have students from the university coming to help them to imagine what they need in these new places of learning. What kind of lab do they want to learn about? Garment, food, you know, it's like the world is a catalog right now, a catalog of resources that we have to use and reinvent. So we have to do it with the one who have the open imagination, the children, the citizen, you know, the urbanist, the city planner, the designer, the architects, the mayor, the citizen, everyone. This is a living lab, you know, co-creative and regrouping them to co-design the city. We were not sure at the beginning if our idea, because in many cases we are in love with our own idea. How could you be sure that it would really help people? So we went to the university. We met Millennial because they had this workshop about marketing and sustainability. And in many cases, marketing and sustainability is a joke or you don't believe it. It's bullshit in a way. But in our case, we said, no. We really want to help people to not use their car to go to work. You know, it's truly sustainable. So we asked the young professional, tell us what you think about our project. Co-design our project with us. And they appropriate themselves with it. They said, Desjardins is a cooperative. Our parents and grandparents built it, and now they sell it. You know, they sell all the branches. So we want to reimagine the usage of it. It's a civic asset. It was fantastic. They really, you know, make it their own and redistribute a new usage, a kind of extreme makeover of it. So I believe completely that we are here to give back to people what already owned to them, but they have forgotten how to use it.